The proposed installation of wood-fired boilers to heat the new Sioux Valley High School is making progress. The Mat-Su Borough threw its weight behind the project and submitted a grant application to receive state funds to get the project built. KTNA's Deanna Hecker has more.
After years of researching and planning the project, a wood-fired boiler system to heat the newly built Sioux Valley High School is getting a step closer to become reality. The Mat-Su Borough is responsible for school facilities and recently submitted a grant application to the Alaska Energy Authority for funding from the Renewable Energy Fund. Borough planner Emerson Kruger said there was an economic analysis done in 2009 to study the economic effect of installing wood-fired boilers at Sioux Valley High.
The analysis indicated that the Mat-Su Borough School District would save an estimated $28,000 per year if they supplemented the heating needs of that high school with a wood-fired boiler.
The evaluation looked at different setups of boilers, and this is what they found.
They determined that the best setup would be three wood-fired boilers in a series, and that between those three wood-fired boilers, they estimated that over 20 years, those boilers would displace approximately 437,000 gallons of oil, which is the same as about $830,000 over the course of 20 years.
The borough submitted a grant application to receive $750,000. The funding requested would cover the cost of installing the three boilers and the building that would be constructed to house them. The money would also pay to connect plumbing of the heating system that is already in place at the school and for a wood storage building.
The grant funding would result in a turnkey facility ready to go, and then the wood to burn in the boilers would have to come from the money that the school district has to buy heating oil.
Locals involved in proposing the project were Tammy Hamler, Arthur Mannix, Mark Stahl, and UAF researchers. They proposed to incorporate the project in the students' curriculum for hands-on learning about forestry and sustainability. To make the project sustainable, they also proposed that the borough allocate a piece of borough land to allow for timber harvest for the wood boiler. The borough recently adopted a natural resource management plan which included timberlands around Sioux Valley High that could be dedicated to supply firewood to heat the school.
There is some language in the natural resource management plan that identifies those forest units that could be dedicated to supplying firewood to heat Sioux Valley High School. It's about 1,400 acres. It has not yet been dedicated to heat the high school, and I believe there is some assembly support for dedicating that timberland to heat the high school.
There also would be a full-time job and a part-time job created to deliver the firewood and to tend to the boilers. The grant application is going to be evaluated by the Alaska Energy Authority. If found worth pursuing, the proposal will end up in a package with other projects to be submitted to the state legislature for approval in mid-December. In May, the Energy Authority will find out if the legislature grants the money for these projects. AEA then will receive the funding to move the projects along. Since it is state grant money, there are no costs for the borough taxpayer involved. Reporting from Tokhitna, this is Deanna Hecker.